This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Okay, friends, I'm live in Hawaii right now. If you can hear the sirens going off in the city, it's because there is a tsunami warning happening right now, and I happen to be overlooking the ocean where it's happening. There was a huge earthquake, 8.7, off the coast of Russia, and tsunami waves have been triggered. Before I even go any further, you guys, I am safe. I'm on the 20th floor. I'm way up.
I gotta tell you, it's been a while since I've heard sirens, and those weren't even sirens here. Those triggered those tornado warnings back from the Midwest, and I get all anxious when I hear those sirens again, you know?
That's our favorite meteorologist, Jonna Tammy's meteorologist. I'm gonna give her that name, whether she likes it or not. Jody Kodesh, who just happens to be vacationing in Hawaii.
Because she's brilliant, she jumped into action, and by the way, because that's what she does for a living,
yeah.
She jumped into action when the tsunami warning was put out throughout Hawaii. And in this case, that tsunami warning means tsunami is imminent or currently happening. I mean, there was no messing around. And Hawaii was not messing around. They were evacuated and they took that very seriously.
They did. And the good news is everything is okay right now. Watching Jody's last video she posted late last night, we learned some things about what happens during tsunami warnings and why they do what they do.
Everybody was up on their balconies watching. But I'm not seeing any flooding at our hotel, and that's what we didn't want to happen. They said it would be a couple hours before we were out of the woods here in Hawaii, because that's the way tsunamis work. You can get little waves followed by big ones, followed by little ones, and it would be a couple hours. I'm just gonna show you what my view is right now. That's the open ocean right there. That's like the marina where a lot of boats are parked. And what they did is they took a lot of those boats out of the marina and they actually went out into the open ocean. And at first my kids were like, why are the boats going out? And I was explaining to them, it's because the boats are safer out there. They're just going to get a wave to go underneath them. If a tsunami comes, the waves will go underneath them. But if they stay parked in this marina and those waves flood over, it's going to knock those boats around and cause real damage. One thing I did notice was that I was just seeing little tiny waves, and then all of a sudden it looked like an oil slick, like water coming from both directions. And I know that looks a lot like a rip current, but it looked very different. My kids even were like, whoa, what's that? That's it. It looks weird. But it didn't end up doing anything.
Thank goodness it didn't do anything. Mm-hmm. So our coworker Steve Woods is also coincidentally on vacation with his family in Hawaii. He works at 97.3 The Fan, Ben and Woods. And they spent the first night of their vacation sleeping in a parking lot because of the tsunami evacuation. I bet that family's really in a good mood this morning.
Right, you thinking you have problems on your family vacation? I can't even imagine with two
first
little
night,
kids.
First
with
night.
Two little kids flying, after the long flight and right? everything. Oh, my God.
You got a 4-year-old and I think a 6-year-old. I bet they're real patient. Not hungry at all in a car.
We'll chat with him at 7:35.
833-287-1037. A couple weeks from now, we are going to be back at Sequan Casino Resort for our next River Concert Series, and this time it's Muscadine Bloodline. You'll be there, too. Just take on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. 833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Taco News.
Taco News.
Nothing says San Diego more than taco news, and nothing says San Diego's morning show than giving you tacos in exchange for a high five.
We had a fabulous day yesterday. Matter of fact, this is the first time I think we've had not one, but two signs welcoming us to their business.
If there's one thing I don't want to say take for granted, but sometimes I just don't remember just how nice our listeners are. Mm-hmm. Every time, every Tuesday, we walk into another establishment and we are blown away by how beautiful and nice you all are to us. And yesterday was no exception.
We're here at ProTech, and tell me all about you guys.
We're ProTech Building Services. We do maintenance for the HOAs. We do maintenance, construction, plumbing, janitorial, pretty much one-stop shop.
Thank you so much for going to KSON.com. And whose idea was it to put the Welcome John and Tammy on the TV?
I want to say that's probably Danielle.
Danielle, are you the reason it says Welcome John and Tammy on the TV?
Yes, I am. Yeah, welcome.
All right,
yeah.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Are you a country music fan too?
Oh, love country, yes.
All right, tell me your favorite artists.
Oh, man, since I was younger, Tim McGraw. Oh. Always been a fave.
Yeah. Well, he just gets better.
Oh,
so,
he does,
you
right?
Know.
Always.
Well, thank you for having us out here
thank
today.
You. Yes,
was
thanks
lovely.
For coming.
Well, we're going to put out the tacos let's get to the eating.
Absolutely.
After the high fives, though.
Yes.
Okay.
You may have noticed I was nowhere to be heard during that entire conversation because Tammy put me to work. She goes, hey, boy, go set up the food.
And okay, anybody who thinks I actually said that, come
did you
on.
Hear me? No, I'm back there scurrying around, putting out the tacos, the napkins, the forks. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Everyone's watching me like, who's this dork? Is this Tammy's intern? Boy.
So not true.
Set the tacos up.
So not true.
Wow, they were so nice, weren't they?
They were. And good huggers, too. I love that.
I wouldn't know. Oh. Taco boy. No hugs for taco boy. We're going to keep this going all summer long. We need lots and lots and lots of high fives. Mm-hmm. Go to KSON.com so we can stop by your business. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's head out to Joseph. Joseph's in Santee. What's going down, Joseph?
What's going on, John? How you doing today?
I'm really good, man. I appreciate you asking. I appreciate your enthusiasm. Do me a favor. Kick Tammy out of the studio.
Hey, Tammy, it's time to go.
All right. Good luck.
Thank you.
Joseph, I got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You're going to get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. Also, want to let you know, pal, that all ties will go to Tammy, okay?
Yeah, I'm not letting Tammy beat me this time. I gave her the answer last time, John.
Here we go, buddy. With the release of Happy Gilmore 2, Rolling Stone ranked Adam Sandler's movies from best to worst. At number one, the best Sandler movie was the one where Adam plays a rich, spoiled slacker whose father makes him retake and pass every grade in 24 weeks, or he'll not inherit the family hotel business. What's the movie?
Madison.
A fan took a video of Miranda Lambert on stage in Seattle in a short skirt, and let's just say Miranda is very cheeky in it. Is Miranda older or younger than 40?
Older.
The Padres are currently in a series with the New York Mets. What is Mets short for?
Metropolitans.
Happy birthday to Josh Radnor, who played Ted on what long-running sitcom that ran from 2005 to 2014?
I'm not sure.
Okay, and finally, the third Avatar movie trailer was released. It's called Avatar, Fire and Ash. What was the name of the second Avatar film?
Fire and Water? Or Avatar Waterland?
All right, let's get Tam back in. Oh, man, you're dancing around it. So close. Joseph, what's going on today, pal?
Not much. How you doing today, John?
You know what? I'm a little tired. I stayed up way past my bedtime after the Padres game to make sure that we weren't in any danger of a tsunami since I live on the coast. But everything worked out okay. It was actually kind of interesting to learn more about tsunamis. But anyway, thank you for asking, Joseph. Appreciate you, pal. Joseph did 3 out of 5. Started out red hot.
Nice job, Joseph.
Thank you.
Timmy, with the release of Happy Gilmore 2, Rolling Stone ranked Adam Sandler's movies best to worst. And number one, the best Sandler movie, according to them, is when Adam plays a rich, spoiled slacker whose father makes him retake and pass every grade in 24 weeks, or he'll not inherit the family hotel business.
Billy Madison
is right. Joseph knew that. I don't agree with that at all, but that's just my opinion. I think Big Daddy's his best movie, but no one asked my opinion, Tammy. 1-0. I'm sorry,
okay.
To 1-0. Huh?
You're having quite the conversation with yourself right there.
1-1. A fan took a video of Miranda Lambert on stage in Seattle on a very short skirt, and let's just say Miranda is very cheeky in it. Is Miranda older or younger than 40?
Miranda's older than 40.
Yeah, she's 41 years old. Representing 2-2. The Padres are currently in a series with the New York Mets. What is Mets short for?
Wow. You know what? I don't know that, so I'm going to have to guess. I'm going to say Metropolitans?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Their official name, believe it or not, was the New York Metropolitan Baseball Club Incorporated.
Okay.
Mets looks better on a shirt.
Sure.
3-3. By the way, we packed the Mets lunch last night. Go Padres. Okay. Happy birthday to Josh Radnor, who plays Ted. Who played Ted on what long-running sitcom that ran from 2005 to 2014?
How I Met Your Mother.
That is right. Joseph couldn't remember it. 4-3, Tam. And finally, the third Avatar movie trailer was released. It's called Avatar Fire and Ash. What was the name of the second Avatar film?
The Way of the Water.
Yes. Wow. Good God. Joseph. I don't know what she's got, what she ate for breakfast this morning, but man, I want some of that.
Yeah. Well, I was trying to redeem myself. Last time I gave Tammy the answer was Marissa Tomei, so just trying to get redeeming.
Been sleeping on that one for a while, Joseph, have you?
Yeah, I've been staring. Every time I hear you guys play it in the mornings, I'm like, that was me. What am I doing?
Oh, honey.
Tammy, you're kind of Joseph's arch enemy, it sounds like.
It sounds like it. Nemesis. I'm your nemesis.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. It's the Joseph villain origin story.
Well, we can hash it out together because you're going to be joining us for the next River Concert Series at Sequan Casino Resort. You have a pair of tickets to see Muscadine Bloodline.
Awesome. I can't wait.
All right, Joseph. We'll see you in a few weeks at Sequan Casino Resort. In the meantime, unfortunately, again, I have to have you say this.
I'm Joseph Santee, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
So I think we were all a little bit concerned last night, not only for Hawaii, but for us here in Southern California.
Yeah, so for Hawaii. I mean, they were really potentially going to get smacked.
Hawaii under a tsunami warning last night. We were under a tsunami advisory, I believe, yesterday. And no big deal. We were all good here. And thankfully, they're all good in Hawaii. Mm-hmm. But can you imagine being on vacation in Hawaii, your first day with your family, two young kids, and all of a sudden you have to get the heck out of town because there's a tsunami coming to Hawaii?
Crazy.
Our coworker, Steve Woods, happens to be in Hawaii right now.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Woods, host of Ben and Woods on our sister station, 97.3 The Fan. It's really early.
3 hours everybody. Before us, yeah.
Hey, man, how are you?
Man, I'm tired.
I bet.
We wouldn't be bothering you. We know you are up, so we appreciate you.
Yeah, my pleasure.
First of all, you're all safe? Everything's good?
Yeah, family's safe and sound and back in our home in Honolulu Bay. Got evacuated yesterday at, 2:30. They said get to higher ground ASAP. And, you know, you get these warnings and you're like, do I really have to?
Sure.
And then you see locals, packed up and jamming for higher ground. You said, all right, so time to load up and go. So we did.
Did you hear the sirens and stuff? Was it freaky?
Yeah, the sirens were pretty creepy. And then the constant alerts on our phone. And we got 7 yesterday. And each one of them said, you are in danger. So it was kind of terrifying. And, you know, it's the islands. There's one road in, one road out. There was a little bit of panic there, a little bit of island panic. And you're like, how do I get off of this island if something catastrophic happens? You know, at the end of the day, I tweeted it, shout out to the radio scene here. Like there were two DJs in there. They were there for 7-8 hours. They, look, by the end of it, they sounded terrible. They were exhausted. They were punchy. They got a million calls, but we listened to it almost the whole time and we were updated, when they knew something, we knew something. So again, power radio every time, kind of cool to look back and go, wow, that's what we do for a living. It was really cool.
I'm glad that you mentioned that because, it's something that people forget about, but that's radio's job when there is something like this going on.
Coincidentally, one of our former coworkers is also in Hawaii, Johnny D'Angelo and his family. And I texted him last night, just like I texted you last night, Woodsy, making sure you guys are all safe. And he says, we're safe. Thank you. It's a show. We had no rental car, so we jumped in a car with another family we don't know. There's 10 of us in a car right now, stuck in traffic, trying to get to higher ground. Is that the scene that you saw? That sounds a little more hectic than what you were dealing with last night.
No, it was as hectic other than the fact that we had our own car. I mean, we're parked in a parking lot. All the restaurants are closing down. My kids are hungry.
By the way, were they aware of what was going on, or did you kind of keep them in the dark?
Well, my 4-year-old kept calling it a salami, so I don't know how serious he took it, which was incredible.
That's the best thing I've ever heard.
They heard the sirens, and they sense your panic, but they were phenomenal. They could not have been better. I mean, we slept in a parking lot for about 3 hours last night while we were waiting for the all clear.
Yeah.
Man, what a crazy vacation.
It's crazy. That was our first full day here, too, so off to a good start.
Well, but now things are going to be okay. So you got that out of the way.
That's right.
Every trip has a little glitch. Yours had a pretty big one, and now the rest should go smoothly, right?
And you know what? Your son's kind of a genius. I wouldn't mind getting hit by a salami.
Yeah, I bet you wouldn't.
Okay, easy. All right, man. Well, your Padres represented last night. Go enjoy your vacation. Sorry to bug you. Really, really appreciate the updates. Go enjoy your family, man.
Thank you, buddy.
So maybe I'm getting close to vacation time, so maybe I'm just antsy and running on fumes.
Wait a second.
And moody.
Wait a second. You are antsy. You are running on fumes. You are moody. This is just every time before you go on vacation, you get this way because you want to make sure everything's done. You start getting like jazzed about getting ready to go and making sure everything's in place. And can I just get out of work?
So I'm a like monster. We all do. I'm a monster is what you're saying.
You're not a monster. You're not a monster. But I will say it's a little like herding cats on when it's, you know, right before your vacation.
When I admit it, it's okay. When I have to hear it from others, it's not so okay.
Hey, listen, it's going to be easy because tomorrow and Friday, we have a third person on the show, Dylan Carmichael.
It's going to be great.
And so that's going to help out, John.
It's going to be great.
The pressure's off you.
Exactly.
Okay.
And then next week I'll be on vacation and everything will be fine.
Yes.
But I can tell that I'm kind of, I was gassing up my car today and I got angry at the gas pump. I got angry at a gas pump.
Why?
More specifically, you ever been in one of those gas stations where they're kind enough to show you like a little movie or ask you a trivia question on the screen?
Sure.
And of course, that's all sponsored, so they got commercials on there. I won't call out the place, but there's plenty of them around here.
A lot of gas stations have that now, yeah.
So I'm at gassing up this morning, and all of a sudden, I hear this commercial. And I look up, and it seemed to me that this was a commercial about somebody driving too fast and hitting a dog.
Oh, geez.
And so I'm like, oh, I must have misunderstood that.
Yeah.
So it comes on again, and sure enough, they never hit the dog, but it's basically a commercial about how if you don't slow down in the street and don't pay attention to your dog, you're going to kill a dog. And I'm like, what in the world am I having to watch this at 4:30 in the morning? Well, what happened to the dancing hula girl on the dashboard? You know, those commercials, those are fun.
I get it, but it makes sense to me that the warnings would be at gas stations, you know?
Beautiful. Golden retriever. The woman's walking her. He gets off his leash, runs into the street. Guy's not paying attention. Have a good day. What? I'm like, what am I watching here?
I guess it's
bring
a
back
the
dancing hula
morning,
girl. Yeah. Tell me about the breakfast egg sandwich that's 2-for-1 right now inside.
Okay.
That's what I want to hear. Not beautiful golden retriever.
Almost getting hit.
Almost
yes.
getting hit by a car. So is it me?
At least it wasn't poor little Billy.
No.
That would have been worse.
Well, it depends on what Billy did, I guess. Not joking. So is it me? Am I just being like, I mean, I just thought it was kind of, I mean, yeah, someone paid money to have that public service announcement on the screen, but
I mean,
my God.
It makes sense to me that that would be a place to put it to remind people to be aware, right? Because you're finally slowing down, paying attention because you're pumping gas. However, I do understand what you are saying. And I think, yes, when you're doing a mundane task like pumping gas, you want something that makes you feel good. Like the 2-for-1 breakfast special sandwiches. Did you get any, by the way?
No.
Oh, John.
Not the point. Give me like rock trivia. Ask me if I want a car wash.
Yeah.
I don't want to see poor Scraps.
Oh, Scrappy.
In the middle of the street. Guy's not paying attention.
Oh,
all of a sudden, my whole day's ruined.
Oh, man.
Yeah, anyway, I'm very... it's vacation time.
Yeah.
And almost there. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. When an American hero turns 103... we pay attention to that hero.
Mm-hmm.
When that hero is a World War II veteran, we certainly do as well. And we're talking about a gentleman named Lem, who's having a 103rd birthday celebration this Saturday at the VFW in PB. And joining us is his friend Don. Good morning, Don.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
We're so great, and we're so happy to be talking about Lem Wagoner Jr., World War II veteran, and his birthday. This is great.
Yes, it is. I got a call a couple weeks ago from his daughter, and she invited me to a little get-together. And I asked how many people were coming to this little get-together, you know, for Lem. And she said, well, maybe 3 or 4.
Oh.
And I thought about it, and I was like, you know, ask Lem if I could have a little party for him. And he agreed, and the thing is really blown up.
We're excited for this, because it's not very often you get to thank and shake the hand of a World War II veteran who's turning 103, like Lem is. And you are having that big party at the VFW in Pacific Beach this Saturday at 4 p.m.
Yes, ma'am. We're going to be there a little bit early. I've got a motorcade that's going to happen at 3 o'clock.
Ooh.
Yeah, we've got a couple fire engines, the VFW riders, the American Legion riders, the Harley guys. We were going to put Lem on a Harley, but after meeting with him, we didn't think that would be a good idea. He's 103 and a little fragile.
Don, yes. We got to take care of Lem. Listen,
yeah, he's an American hero.
And I'm being serious. We both are being serious when we say this. I don't think, especially younger listeners, really understand just how precious a World War II veteran is. First and foremost, there's not that many of them left.
Right. We found out in the past week that in California, Lem is the third oldest World War II veteran. There's a fellow that's 106, and there's another fellow that I believe is 104, and Lem is 103.
Wow, Don. You must be so privileged to be able to call Lem a friend, huh?
Well, I'm an ex-Navy SEAL, and a DAV, a life member of the VFW, American Legion. My dad was a Korean War vet. My family, I had two uncles that fought in the Battle of the Bulge. I joined at 18, and I never looked back.
Can we thank you right now for your service, too?
Oh, it was a pleasure.
Don, can I ask a personal question? How old are you, sir?
Just turned 68.
So you can still destroy me. You can still kick my ass, couldn't you?
God, I would pay money for that.
You know you, Don, you know you could.
Not at all. Not at all.
Please, ex-Navy SEAL. Yeah, right. Okay. This is a very important day. And, you know, Tammy and I are so honored because of our time working with Honor Flight San Diego. We've had the privilege, the honor to sit and talk to World War II veterans and hear their stories. And more importantly, just be quiet and listen to the men and mm-hmm. women talk about their experiences when maybe they haven't talked about it in years. And a younger generation, if you ever see a World War II veteran, anybody, you stop and you thank them because we live in a country mm-hmm. today that is only here because of the work that they did and the sacrifices that they made. And Don, it is an honor to talk to you and an honor to recognize Lem Wagoner Jr., World War II veteran, turning 103 years old, the fourth oldest World War II veteran in California.
Third.
I apologize. Oh, here you go. Don's gonna come over here, flip me like a cheese omelet.
The VFW has limited parking, so if you want to join us, you know, it'd probably be better to take an Uber there. We're going to be on Mission Boulevard from Turquoise Street down to South Mission between 3 and 4 on Saturday. So if anybody is outside and they see the fire truck and the procession, it would be nice to come out and maybe just, you know, wave to Lem.
You bet.
100%. This is happening
103%.
You're John. Right. Thank you. Sorry about that. This is happening this Saturday, the VFW in Pacific Beach on Turquoise Street. Don, it is an honor to talk to you and an honor to be speaking for Lem. Would you please send our love and happy birthday and thanks to Lem for us?
Of course.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Emmys. College. Of Hollywood knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood knowledge. Woo!
Let's go out to Alpine. Good morning, Shania. How's it going?
It's going good, John. How are you?
Very well. I appreciate you asking. Thank you so much. Do me a favor. Kick Tammy out of our studio.
Tammy, can you please leave?
You bet. Good luck.
Shania, I've got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You can get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a garagedooranggatestore.com. I want to remind you, Shania, all ties go to Tammy, okay?
All right.
Jay Leno thinks late-night TV hosts who take a political stance are making a mistake. What was the name of the late-night TV show that Leno hosted for years?
Saturday Night Live.
Mountain Dew released a new flavor of dew called Mountain Dew Honeydew. What is Mountain Dew's famous slogan?
Ooh, we bring the dew? I don't know.
Saved by the Bell's Elizabeth Berkley had a birthday this week. What was the name of the principal in Saved by the Bell?
I never watched that show.
Well, then how would you know, Shania? Come on.
Exactly.
I'm so disappointed in myself. Arnold Schwarzenegger is returning to the Predator movie universe. Arnold became governor of California in 2003. California, as we all probably know, is the most populated state in America. What state is number two?
Florida.
And finally, 71 years ago this week, J.R.R. Tolkien published The Fellowship of the Ring, the first volume in the Lord of the Rings trilogy. Where do the hobbits live in the Lord of the Rings?
I never watched it. I'm just going to go in the mountains.
Boy, I'm just striking out with you, aren't I? I'm sorry, Shania. Let's get Tam back in.
Okay.
What's happening with you today?
Nothing, just pulled into work, waiting to go in. I am a project engineer for a mechanical contractor.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Smart.
Shania, smart. I love it when smart people listen to us. Unfortunately, I asked Shania all the wrong questions today.
Well, you didn't ask her any engineering questions.
No, I did not. So let's not even focus how Shania did.
Okay.
You know, why? Why? Why do that? Tammy, Jay Leno.
Bad. Dang it, John.
I know. I'm sorry. We could still be friends, right?
Of course.
Jay Leno thinks late-night TV hosts who take a political stance are making a mistake. What was the name of the late-night TV show that Leno hosted for years?
The Tonight Show.
The Tonight Show. Tammy, Mountain Dew released a new flavor of dew called Mountain Dew Honeydew. What is Mountain Dew's famous slogan?
Do the dew.
Do the dew. Shania almost had it.
Remember the old school Mountain Dews that said yeehaw on it?
Absolutely, I do not. I do not. Are you sure that was Mountain Dew and not like...
No, it was a Mountain Dew. I never bought
it said,
them.
It
this
said,
was the
yeehaw?
Old ones. Yeah, it had, I believe, a guy laying back with a fishing pole and a straw hat said yeehaw for Mountain Dew or something like
wow.
that. Yeah, I just saw it in an ad.
A guy laying back, lounging around in a straw hat and a fishing pole hardly sounds like what Mountain Dew's all about. You know what I mean?
Yes.
All right. Well, anyway, Saved by the Bell's Elizabeth Berkley had a birthday this week. Tammy, don't look it up. Pay attention, please.
Okay, I am.
Looking up Mountain Dew slogans. What was the name of... I have to be all stern
I'm
here.
Sorry,
I don't
I'm
like
sorry,
that.
I'm sorry.
I
I'm
don't
sorry.
Like that, John. What was the name of the principal in Saved by the Bell?
Oh, Feeney? Oh, that's the wrong one, isn't it?
Had you been paying attention, you would have known it was Mr. Belding.
No, I've had Feeny in my head.
Okay, that was Boy Meets World, I believe.
Yes.
Arnold Schwarzenegger's returning to the Predator movie universe. Arnold became governor of California in 2003. California is the most populated state in America. What state is number two?
New York. No? Is it Texas?
It is Texas.
Makes sense.
Does make sense. Thank you, Shania. And finally, 71 years ago this week, J.R.R. Tolkien published The Fellowship of the Ring, the first volume in the Lord of the Rings trilogy. Where do the hobbits live in Lord of the Rings?
Under the earth.
It's a good guess. Not a bad guess. Shania went with mountains. The Shire. Shania today, Tammy beat you, but not by much. Did you only get two right, Tammy? You did.
Yeah.
Just a score of 2-0, so no worries.
I didn't do that bad then.
You did not do too badly.
But you'll be joining us for the next River Concert Series at Sequan Casino Resort. Muscadine Bloodline will be there August 14th.
Yay, thank you guys so much.
And John, by the way, I made a mistake with the Mountain Dew. It wasn't a guy with the fishing pole and the straw hat leaning back saying yee-haw. It was actually Yahoo Mountain Dew. And it's an old prospector-looking guy holding a jug of, like, what would be moonshine or something. Mm. And it'll tickle your innards.
That's what it says?
Yes. The hee-haw was a store brand of Mountain Dew.
We still on this topic, aren't we?
I had to look it up.
And of course you did. All right, Shania, have a wonderful day. Unfortunately, before you leave, I have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Shania Alpine, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
1-1 to Manny, and Machado laces it in the air to deep left. Nimmo back to watch this one. Gonna go! A 3-run exclamation point home run for Manny Machado. His 20th of the year, and the Padre lead is now 7-1.
Audio courtesy of 97.3 The Fan. Padre's flagship station, our friends down the hall, Jesse Agler with the call. Do you like when Jesse calls a home run, that one's gonna go?
Yeah.
Or do you prefer the great TV broadcast, and this is courtesy of Padres.tv, of Don Orsillo's call.
In the air to deep left field. Man, oh man, oh Manny!
Obviously, they're both very different in the way that they deliver things.
At first, I always thought Jesse was too mellow. But he's grown on me. I really think he's a talented play-by-play guy.
Mm-hmm.
Totally different styles. You're right, Tim. Yeah. It's kind of embarrassing how much of a fan I am of Don Orsillo.
I don't think it's embarrassing at all.
It is
when
to
you
me.
Have a great announcer, you fall in love with them and their style and the way that they do things. And so much of our lives, if you're a fan of sports, we all have some broadcasters that will stay in our memory forever. For example, growing up in Wisconsin and listening to the Brewers with my dad, I was a huge, huge fan of Bob Uecker.
Yeah.
And he had his own way of doing things. And you love that.
I know who I'm also in love with. This 2025 San Diego Padres squad. We just put a beat down on one of the best teams in baseball. Just saying it. The
nice.
First place New York Mets. They did not look like the first place Mets last night, that's for sure. And we were already up 4-1, but then Manny, as they said, the exclamation point. God, I love one. Manny is so freaking good.
I love how you get so excited, John. You don't even finish a sentence.
Know,
you jump right to the next thing. No, it's just you're that excited. I get it.
Thank God I don't speak for a living. Manny is so good, and this is why people get bothered by Manny, because he makes it look so easy.
Mm-hmm.
He makes it look as if he's not trying. You know how hard it is to do what he does, and he does it with, it's just, again, we talked about Fernando the day before and his magnificent game and how lucky we are to have a Hall of Famer. To watch a Hall of Famer while he's playing in his prime, not a lot of people can say that. So enjoy Manny Machado while you got him as well. And we've just won 4 straight games.
Nice.
We are now 10 games above 500. I'm very, very torn right now because there's an afternoon game at Petco Park. It's a Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And I really want to be at Petco Park. But I'm feeling right now that the way they're playing, maybe it's best I stay away and just watch it on TV.
It could be.
Plus,
that might be the thing to do.
I've got lunch plans that were previously scheduled. So,
plus, you have to get ready because for the next 2 days, John and I have a third person on the show. We're a thruple, John. A thruple. Dylan Carmichael is going to be our guest host tomorrow and on Friday.
Yeah, Dylan's got a new record out, a new single that we're playing called She Gone,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to hear all about that. And he's just one of our favorite guys.
He's got some really great stories, by the way.
He was so great when he guest hosted while I was on vacation last year. We said, let's do it again this year, and and I'm so happy to be a part of it this time. Tomorrow and Friday, Dylan Carmichael, the third member of John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.